This is the greatest talk show on Block Talk Radio.
From oblivion.
And now, here's your host, Mark the Arcturian.
Scan.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to this very special edition, this live call-in show of the greatest talk show here in the World Generation Podcast Network. I'm Mark the Arcturian, and the main purpose of this call, the inspiration for this call, let me tell you, I sent out a little notice earlier to some of the crew members, which said either I'm insane or something's happening to people right before your very eyes. And the entire world has lost what little bit of their ever-loving mind they had. And every single member I've checked with concurred. So we're going to cover why, which is why it's occurring. Because people have, we make up our own ideas about what's going on and why people are acting the way they are. And by the time we're done here, you won't have any questions except, wow, what do we do with that? It seems like the entire world has lost their ever-loving mind. I don't even have to point to television shows, CNN, Fox News Channel, fearmongers, to a point where you're afraid of your neighbor or somebody who says hello to you, to the epitome of that, going postal, road rage? No. Extrapolated out, they're taking AK-47s and firing them, open fire in a rock concert or a country concert from a hotel room. Okay. So we're going to cover some of these issues, and it's very interesting to watch some of the crew members' responses to why we think this is happening. Before I continue, I'm going to give you two reports from crew members who are, I don't believe, present. One said he went up to a concert last night. He went up to see Greg Raleigh, who was one of the founding members of Santana with Carlos Santana, and then left and founded Journey. And this gentleman worked with them for many, many years. He's played on stage with them. He's an awesome spiritual guitarist and not turning back. And by that, I mean, if you look around, there are people that you used to know and you look at them and that person you used to know that stood there is not there anymore, not present. But right out of the prophecy, right before your very eye. Okay, so he said, this is the second time in a week he's called me and says, I'm invisible. What is going on? So he goes up to the concert, and he knows everybody there. He saw the manager, the sound guy, the band members, people he used to, you know, say, hey, how you doing? Good, gosh, great to see you. And they looked at him, and they, like, you know, knew who he was, and they, you know, give him a little hug. But it was like, he said, this is what he said. He said, Marco, it was like there was no soul in their eyes. And I was invisible to them. Because the light is invisible to eyes that don't have eyes to see it. The other day he was also in a club. People, they just look at him like they're looking right through him. I asked a friend of mine last night who called from the East Coast, and these are people that I've known for decades, and I can call them decades from now, and I will always know who I'm talking to. Not the people that you don't know from one minute to the next who's, you know, okay. – And I asked him my now famous question, so I'm going to pose it here. And what I want you to do in this may be out of sequence, that's okay. What I want you to do is watch your mind attempt to answer this question after I ask it. And I've been asking this for 7 years, right out of my first lecture, and the responses have gone from verifying it, absolutely off the charts, like one of the best questions they ever gave me to ask, okay? And if you are in the sound of my voice right now, this very minute, this exact instant, here's the question. What did you have for lunch yesterday? Watch your mind answer. What did you have for lunch yesterday? All right. So, gee, Tony, you're not there. All right. I'm going to ask this of Tony without your formal introduction yet. Tony, what did you have for lunch yesterday?
What did I have for lunch yesterday? I had a bunch of cereal.
Bunch of cereal. Okay.
Blunch, yes. I had
blunch.
I had
Lekvit. I'm going to mute you again. It was a one-word question. Answer. It was a one-word answer. Jeez Louise. Okay. To finish, if you answered the question in your head, you probably went something like this, which my friend did last night. I said, and I've asked him this before, we've done this exercise before, and he goes, okay, let's see, what I have for lunch yesterday. All right, sheesh, what's today? Saturday. Okay, wait. Yesterday was Friday? Okay, what I have for lunch on Friday. Oh, I had some, rice with vegetable broth. And whatever it is, if you're listening to this and you can think of something you had yesterday, why does it seem like that could be last week already? Why? And the process used to go from wondering to, now I ask people, I go, what'd you have for lunch yesterday? They go, good God, I don't even know what freaking day it is right now. And no, I'm not editing shit like Tony, I like to say. I don't even know what day it is, much less what I had for lunch yesterday. And it's increased over the years, the length of time to remembering yesterday. And I say, why does that seem like it could be last week already? And the basic answer we hear is, oh, I'm getting old, my brain's frazzled from too many bong hits, or it's just, it's Alzheimer's, or it's aluminum in the water, whatever it is, whatever bullcrap you tell yourself, oh, I'm losing my memory, it's whatever, it's not true at all. Why? Because I've checked this all the way down to my own children. Gosh, sorry I didn't call you back. I said, okay, you never have to apologize for that because it's the way of the world distracting us, getting our mind on things. Okay. So the gist of it is this happens every time we go through the photon belt. What's the photon belt? Well, I know both of our listeners have heard of the photon belt. And good God, I'm on the board and I don't have my finger on it. Too bad. The photon belt, we've all heard of the Van Allen belts of radiation. However, the photonic band is an area of space which we go through periodically twice during the precession of the equinoxes of 25,627 years, once at the top of the clock and once at the bottom of the clock, or every 12,500 years. And this happens every time we go through the photon belt, as Tony will attest to you and some of the crew members. We've been through this 100 times. You know, the polar ice caps melt, the waters rise. Think of Atlantis, Noah's flood. It's happening now. Oh, wow, last mini ice age, 11,500 years ago. Yes, the last time we came out of the photon belt. And it takes 2,000 years for us to traverse this 760,000 billion mile wide area of space made up of highly highly charged electronic photonic particles and radiation, which are bombarding you, me, us, right this instant, and you can't see them. If you look up at a street light or at a light on an evening and look kind of away from it, you can see what almost looks like dust bouncing. If you've ever seen fog, which is so thick, you can almost see the droplets swirling in front of your windshield. It's like that, but the photonic particle's natural speed is the speed of light. And if you've taken enough acid, you can see them in a street light. That's basically it. So the photonic pan, which is, it's highly charged energy, and children, their metabolism is faster. They're absorbing it quicker. They call it a new particle from the sun, or during this time, Kanika Howe, that's our sun, will receive a spark from his older brother in the center and shine very brightly. And you've all noticed the sun lately. When I was a kid, I could stay out all day. Now, 15 minutes in that sun, and it's like bake. It's radiation. It hurts, the sunshine. It's a different wavelength. Yes, the sun is burning a little bit more helium right now, so it's a little bit hotter than hydrogen. But that's just the professor of heliophysics speaking. So this photonic band and its highly charged particles, what you're going to feel, what people will feel is revved up, excited on the inside, agitated almost, and to the point where they'll open fire an AK-47 into a crowd. Okay, I guess we don't want to play that. So before we take our first commercial break in just a couple of minutes, what people are feeling, if you are in a negative space, a CNN, Fox News, fear-based, can't look at your neighbor, what do they want from me, and you have extra energy, like you go on a bad trip, okay, because it's just energy. And if your headspace is negative, you're going down the rabbit hole. And I'm sorry to say, really sorry, I mean, it's the whole point of the mission, that most people's headspaces due to programming have gone down the tubes, and they're going on a bad trip. Those of us, and I've said this publicly and I'll say it again, that are going to do best are the ones that have done a lot of drugs. And to us, just more energy. And we know this dimension, which is different, unearthly, unnatural, which led to Atlantis' golden age of enlightenment, the Kali Yuga. Take a look at your prophecy. During the commercial, I will attempt to look for the Hopi prophecy, which I uploaded. You probably noticed that, Tony. So what's happening is the photonic band, and the Mayans called it a time of no time, okay? So what's going to happen, and what I said would happen, was that I noticed that if you take a hypno drug, you don't notice things. You see, after a while, you won't notice anything. But after a while, you may notice for a while, you haven't noticed anything. You see? So there's two layers of hypno-sleepy dust, and we're going to talk about talk. That's the only time I'm in New York. Tony and I are going to talk about Odyssey 5 and Future Man and the correlations to the current time issue we're having, where there doesn't seem to be enough time in the day. Earth seems to be – time appears to be speeding up, which is not true. We are slowing down in relation to it. That would be considering that time is the variable. Well, time is constant because it doesn't exist. We are the variable slowing down in relation to time, which makes it seem like we have a 16-hour days, and you can't even remember that you don't even remember yesterday. And we'll come out and bring on the rest of our co-hosts and any live and call-in callers. And if you're listening in the sound of my voice, we need your report on this. What you notice happening out in the field, dial-in number is area code 619-924-0815. Tony, I'll play the first commercial, by the way. That's,
you can
again,
play all of them.
619.
You can play all of them if you
want. Well, it is my show, and no Mark the Arcturian and no show. No, show comes with me.
Well, and I think she's here. Okay. She's listening.
Yes,
to
I see her. Could I please take us to commercial here?
No.
Here's the thing. That's why. No. Okay, good. And we'll bring out our co-host. And we, again, 619-924-0815 is what I'm looking for. And we'll bring on our caller and other co-hosts right after this on the greatest. Oh, I did this commercial, by the way. It kind of exemplifies what's going on Earth. It's a parody commercial, and you can see the actual footage of it at the YouTube video on this link on the page of Blog Talk, which we will pick up right here on the greatest talk show. I am Mark Caraturian.
If you were thrilled by the towering inferno, if you were terrified by San Andreas, then you will be scared shitless by Mark the Arturian's production of That's Armageddon. The most realistic depiction of doom, gloom, and destruction in motion picture history. With no special effects, you will never forget Mark the Arturian's production of That's Armageddon.
Starts Friday at theaters everywhere.
Oh, I can't wait for that film. Wait till you see the footage out there. Okay, our illustrious co-hosts on this live call-in show of the greatest talk show here on the World Generation Podcast Network. The greatest talk show is now the number one rated morning show on Mars, by the way. Okay, the creator and of the greatest talk show and our co-host, the amazing, inimitable Hollywood Tony P. How are you, Tony?
I'm okay, but it's not just Mars. There are a lot of other planets that tune in, too, but Mars is number one.
Thank you, Tony. Let's go over here to the legendary Shoshana Ian.
Good evening.
Hey! Well, that's what we're waiting for. Hi. All right.
Hey, Marco.
And, oh. Yes,
Marco,
yes,
Marco,
go ahead.
I've got the opposite going on with time.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
I do. Let me just tell our callers in 949-641. We will get to you in just moments after we our co-hosts comment on what's going on with time. I do see you. You will get your 15 seconds of fame here. Okay, go ahead. Shoshana.
Well, opposite. Hi. What you're saying is we can't remember all. It's like yesterday was a long time ago. No.
Okay.
It's like yesterday was Friday, but it feels like it was already. It was last Sunday already. Yesterday feels like it was last Sunday. The whole week is gone, and it feels like yesterday was last Sunday.
I believe that's what. The entire thing is, yesterday, why does that seem like it was last Sunday? Better phrasing syntax-wise for you?
No.
I believe we just said the same thing.
No, we didn't.
Say it again.
We said,
okay, say it again. Yesterday.
We said the opposite.
This, okay, go ahead.
We are now at Sunday night, okay? I feel like yesterday was Sunday, last Sunday.
Right. Hey, that works for me. You know, any way you look at it, linear time is collapsing, is the basic gist of it. We're being, I mean, it's an illusion anyways in the 3D, 4D world, and dimensions 1 through 3 have collapsed, and 6 through 10 ahead of us, squeezing us out of 4D into 5D, the fifth dimension. So linear time, whether it's yesterday or the day before, see, I have memories coming in, like my whole life flashing before my eyes, where what happened, you know, 10 years ago was, just last night.
Yep.
It's jumbled. There's no sense in linear time anymore in your memory. Is that safe to say?
That is safe to say.
Okay. Okay. Tony?
I was going to say that January went by so slowly, and February is just booking it. Like, January
yep.
seemed like it took forever, and February.
Oh, my God, it creeped on. Ugh. Like, painful. Painfully long.
Painful. January was just, it kept going and going. And February,
yeah.
just, Groundhog didn't see a shadow, and now we're at the end of the month.
Is that true?
So,
Well, maybe
yeah,
we've been having Groundhog Day.
Early spring. So does that mean he saw his shadow? No, early spring. That's what he predicted.
Groundhog Day, which is a great topic and a great lead-in.
At least the guy didn't drop him this year.
Oh, that's always helpful not to drop a Puxatawny.
Phil Connor.
Boy, pulled that out of the Akashic records. Come on, I get points for that. And that's what it is.
Mark. Look at
yes,
the,
I
look
do,
at
and
the...
we're going to get to you in just a sec. But Tony, this is the lead-in. Tony and I have been accessing timeline repairs and some TV shows, which we sent back in time so we can remember what the fuck we're doing here, because it's sleepy dust. As I used to tell Captain Kirk, after all, Jim, I am half human. So even if you're here listening, we're not immune to what's going on. It's frenetic energy. Okay. So we've been using such TV shows as Future Man on Hulu, Future Man. And they send back a video game from, you know, this might sound, you know, you'll know, the well, some of you will know the other sounds like. They send back a video game from like 3200 AD into this world, and whoever beats it is the savior of the world. And anybody know which movie that is? Tony, you do. The Last Starfighter, right? And it was a game put there by another a place. Yeah, sure. And what happened on level 83 was we use this analogy of video games and going back to save game files. Okay, Future Man, Odyssey 5, where some astronauts were out in space, saw the end of the world, and then were sent back 5 years in the past to correct the problem so the world didn't implode on itself. And what happened was, just briefly, they started forgetting why they were there. This is a direct correlation with the veil of forgetfulness, where we don't even remember what we're doing here. Luckily, a couple of us are here to remind others what we're actually doing here, because he was the last one out of the five. Remember, Tony? He couldn't. Everyone else was losing their memory. Remember this? Yeah. And eventually, Taggart lost his memory, and the one guy was the only one left. And they all typed out this weird computer code, and as soon as they looked at what they typed, they lost their memory. And it took that, his wife, remember? She said, just, oh, fine, if you don't even know, it's just you and your MIDI code, I'm leaving. She said, what? MIDI code, don't you know anything? And that's what he was typing. Remember that?
Vaguely.
The code on, then they were losing their memory of the trip. So the MIDI code, then they played the code as a music file, and it jogged his memory. But he made a video as he was losing his memory, so when he lost his memory, he could remind himself what he was doing here. Now, if any of this makes sense to any of you, look at the signs of what you placed here to remind yourself of what you're doing here. Tony, can you bring in our callers? How about our 649 caller?
649? You mean 641. Get some glasses,
that's
bro.
Right.
Hello?
I'm on the Arcturus. I'm not. Okay. Hey,
hello.
Who's 649? Is this the one?
This is one.
Hello, one. Thank you so much for joining us. And
welcome.
Where are you calling from?
Iowa.
Iowa. Actually right near the legendary Shoshana.
If you build it, they will come. He's in Iowa.
That's a right. Okay.
Yes,
what move?
Very good. Okay.
Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner. Okay. What do you have to report, one? And we'll bring
cold.
You. What? Come again. It's cold. Okay.
It's cold.
James and I spent last winter working on The Last Hippie and some other projects up in Tahoe in a motel room and meeting people, and we had quite a time. And then a wedge came, and we got divided and sent to two different places. He's in Iowa, and I'm in Northern California.
To reclaim what was mine.
Right. Do you have anything to add to your observations of what's happening with time? You could use an example right out of your book. I don't care, Sharon. Something about time or people.
Time and people. Well, there is so much that it isn't that we're losing things. Our time is regressing. It's going back to a point where it's going to be corrected. And during this linear path that we are on, it may be going one way the whole time, but that doesn't mean it is a straight line.
Wow.
Everything travels in waves. And at this point in time, we are going back on this spaceship that we live on. Most people call it Earth. And it is going to revert itself.
Wow.
Back to a time when it was in the right direction.
Wow.
And a lot of problems that people are having is that as the planet itself is changing, we are in a giant cloud in space. This is known as the photonic belt. And it is causing so much charge to people on whatever it is that drives them. It's the driving force. It's not just people, it's animals, the ground itself, the planet itself is being charged. And
our core.
We're not actually losing what we had. We are regressing to what we were before.
Sure. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Tony, did you hear that? Now, James has not listened to the show. He hasn't been on the past couple of weeks. Tony, did you hear him say exactly what we were saying last week?
Did what?
Okay, Tony, that's exactly what we said last week about that there was a block in the timeline. We were going around in circles. We were transversing back against ourselves, and we had to correct the timeline. And it looks like things are going terribly wrong, which they have to, while we correct things. I believe that is what James just said.
Very, very similar, yes.
Boy, okay. I came up with that independently. I don't know what happened. Tony, are you even here?
I'm here.
Okay. Tony came up with this. I came up with this. James came up with this in the friggin' pendantly. Yeah, that's right. Of each other, and we
can't. I haven't really had much communication with you for a while now.
Nope.
But yeah, that's
no.
That's what I've gathered.
We right, and you follow. Your logic is sound, Arcturian quantum philosophy wise, and it's sound. So we can't all be wrong. See, Tony and I would say we can't both be wrong. Now, three of us, we definitely can't be wrong, and it definitely is wrong and not right. Let's go to our other callers.
One cannot be in conflict with itself, but it can be detached from its sides.
Right. Oh, that's great. That's a Mark the Arcturian line he used on the air. One cannot be in conflict with itself. Arcturian Quantum Philosophy 101. Thank you, James. Hang on and don't go away while we bring in our other caller. Hang on just a sec. You can unmute him.
One will do.
I got a lot of email, fan mail, at with some of my YouTube channels with over 1.5 million views. And people, they say, well, I want to contact you. Some do. One guy the other day says, you know, I've been sequestered in a room for a week watching every one of your films trying to disprove a single word you say, and I can't do it. How does one contact you? Are you too busy for us out here? Too busy? Why would I make films to reach people, to find the others, so that when they reach me and want to say, hey, I'm right there with you, go, oh, I can't talk to you, I'm too busy sharing my message? What kind of messenger would I be? So this young gentleman reached me from Alaska. And there's my email. It's at the end of every Mark the Arcturian film, Mark the Arcturian at Gmail. There you go. Send me an email. Here's my phone number. You want to call? Let's talk. And this was about a year ago. I mean, he might remind us. And I hope this is him. I should look up his number. And so young Nick has now since moved to the United States and quite an awesome young Jedi. About half as many Earth years as I have. But we all jumped together and we all got here at different times because of the slowness in the time stream. So let us go out to, hopefully this is young Nick in Kansas. Are you, buddy?
What's the phone number, Mark?
Well, how many more calls do we have?
There's a 949 and a 606.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Unmute both of them.
Let's do 949 first. Let's see who that is.
Okay.
949.
What's up, man? It's Rocky.
949. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Rocky. I'm up in Seattle, but I'm from Orange County, California.
Far out.
Yeah.
And would I know your pen name on YouTube as a watcher and a commenter?
Rockland Holmes. Yeah.
Hey.
Rockland Holmes. What's up, bro?
And you saw the little post I made an hour ago and you're here.
That's right. Yeah.
That is far out, and that is the power. That has nothing to do with YouTube, Facebook, or anything. It's just he sensed the light. I mean, I shouldn't put words in your mouth. How on God's green earth did you come to be here, Rockland?
Well, there's so much. I mean, I've been doing a lot of research for probably the past 10 years or so, and there's so much garbage out there that you know when you find something that's not garbage, right?
Like what? Ta-da!
You
know, thank you.
Ego rub. He was just looking for. He's looking for a rub.
that's funny. But yeah, you know. So I appreciate what you put out and.
Wow.
You know, I don't. So that's why every time you don't put out that many videos. So when you do put them out,
Wow.
Yeah, I try to get into it.
Well,
that's about it.
I'm really receiving that. And thank you. Have you made posts, like comments on the page?
Yeah.
Okay. I've responded, haven't I?
Yeah. I've made like one decent comment probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, and you responded, thank you very much, that was nice, or something like that.
Well,
yeah.
Far out, you know? Because I generally don't get to hear that I respond. I mean, I don't know. People don't see me walking down the street and go, hey, you're Mark the Archer, and thank you very much. That's really neat. And, yes, I definitely – do you have any favorite films of mine while we're on the subject? Name one.
I like the one – shit. I just like the way you do a lot of that animation.
Oh, all right.
You put into a lot of
that's
fun,
great.
You know?
So, super.
But the film right. that I would say, if I go to your page right now and I tell you the film that I like, it would be, it would probably be something along the lines. Just, I mean, you put it out. Let's see. I don't know. I like the Earth pole ship caught on camera video that you put out a year ago.
Right. I knew that one. Now, there's a 6-minute version, but there's also a 28-minute complete version with the Muppets puppet, which is usually longer. You've probably seen the longer one. Great. Thank you for that. And that's right. Ego strokes. And I could use them right now, and we all could. And thank you, and we'll get back to you in just a sec. Is our other caller here? And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Cap, this is Vito.
Hey! Vito! Hey, I saw your comment. You see, Vito commented. I mean, I only posted this thing a minute and a half ago, an hour and a half ago. And Vito Hall, I'm sorry, I shouldn't give out your last name if you don't want to, but what the heck, we're all friends here.
I'm not the witness.
Right, that may not.
But you can say it.
Right. So Vino's a long-time Mark the Arcturian fan. You may have even won first comment or award once. You know, people buy to be the first commenter, and they fight over it. No, I was here first. No, seriously. And I think you've won at least one. No, it's a true story. The first Mark the Arcturian's first commenter award. They post and go, am I first? Do I win the award? It's really kind of cool. So now I get to talk to you. Thank you so much. So Vito posts, Captain, once we reach cruising altitude, are we free to roam about the cabin and join the 36,000-mile high club?
Yeah, we got to have fun.
And what did I write to you? I said, abso-fucking-lutely.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Hey, this ride's going to be fun.
Why do you hang around my channel?
Man, hey, I like you. You're one of my very favorite ones, man.
Wow. Man. Boy, Shoshana, are you still there, hon?
Yeah, yes.
Boy, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
you said write to me, and I'll answer you. It took me 3 months to get a response from you.
Oh, it did not, 3 weeks.
Oh, come on, it was longer than that. I mean, I was holding my breath, I know.
It is true, and because we're going to touch on it, Shoshana, the producer of the Dr. Hildy Show out of Los Angeles for 7, 8, 9 years now, saw my film, was one of the first 100 viewers, and wrote me and said, hey, my God, we've got to have you on the show. And so I said, hey, that's great. I'm there for you. And I never heard from her again. You know, weeks went by, and I said, that's weird. She did not seem like one of those people. Is anyone else here a feedback?
No, we're fearing the scritchy from your moving around.
No, that's not.
Microphone.
No, I'm not moving around. No, it's like a lot of lines open, a little echo. Hang on. So I said, that's funny. I never heard back to be on the radio show. I mean, I got a lot of inquiries to be on radio shows, being an internet superstar, my first film seen by 250,000 people. And I said, that is so weird. And then one day I was looking and I said, you know what? Let me clean out my spam. And there were like 8 emails from Shoshana, the legendary Shoshana, saying, hey, we booked you on this thing. Oh, you guess you couldn't make it. We've also booked you on this date now. Oh, my gosh, I guess you don't want to be on the show. She was, like, thinking I was ignoring her, and I was thinking she got lost. She never called back, and so we finally did meet, and it was only 3 weeks, and then they booked me on the show, and my second appearance on her show, come on, let me say this, my second appearance on the Dr. Hildy Show broke all their 7-year records for most listens in the first week, a record previously held by my first appearance. Or do we have any? Thank you, Shoshana. Do we have any other callers?
No, that's
Young Nick
pretty
is
much
not
it.
Here.
The 77 of us are all on the line.
Oh, excellent. Well, the line is open, and I want reports from Vito and Rocklin. What are you noticing in people in the inner state of the populace you interact with?
Oh, well, this is Vito.
Yep.
Everybody's going crazy, basically.
Yeah.
You know how to put it. Nobody knows how to be honest anymore. Around where I live at, there's, you know, a lot of drugs and stuff, and, you know, that's a big part of it. But it's like nobody really has much morals anymore.
Right. Is it crack? There's a lot of crack around. I'm just going to be flat. I'm just going to be honest. Is there a lot of crack around?
It used to be pain pills. Now it's more methamphetamine.
Right, the crack. Right, and it's a Sudafed
lot,
crack.
A lot of heroin,
like
too. A lot of people die from heroin.
Just a case in point, it is the Sudafed crack cocaine, crack methamphetamine, whether it's powdered or rock, out of Breaking Bad. A lot of everyone knows that show. In the old days, it was ether-based methamphetamine, like Hell's Angels crank, which would, I mean, the only problem with using that stuff is you'd snort a line of this ether-based methamphetamine, and a week later, you're tired again. I mean, what's the point of that? Old joke. Okay, so go on, Beto. That really is important. Yeah, go ahead. What else are you noticing? Could you give us any instances of, without using people's names, of an instance where someone you used to know is different today?
Well, like I said, there's a lot of people around my home.
Wow.
You know, my ex, we just split up. She was highly narcissistic, so I think that played a big part in it. But she got into some of that methamphetamine, and you talk about changing. She, you know, she's a woman, so she's cantankerous anyway. But,
well, you know, I ask God why. Why did you make women this way? And he finally said, to train you how to be a better man, you moron. Okay. How long were you together, Beto?
8 years. We got kids together.
8 years. And did it seem like it was going to be, did you think it was, you know, a short trip, or did you think, hey, you know, I could hang with her for the rest of my life?
Oh, I fell in love with her first sight years ago.
Okay.
20 years ago.
And all of a sudden she's gone. Okay. Well, everyone on this line knows that after 35 years, my wife divorced me, and I've been through a year of hell over it. And she is different today, and is like, she's the love, and she remembered. Now she doesn't even remember. That's what it is. They don't remember. People are forgetting that they used to like you. They forget who you are. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Vito. That's great. Rockland, do you have a story for us like that?
Yeah.
Anything like that?
Yeah, I got a big. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, buddy. Yep.
I got a big observation for you. So I like the fact that you're a Christian. I'm a Christian as well. So I base my life on those principles daily. I try to stay as peaceful as possible. I did go to prison for 2 years for saying something in California. I said something when I was being beat up by some cops. And that basically woke me up, and I've been sober for 6 years. I haven't drank in over 6 years, nothing. I work full-time. I got 2 kids. I'm married, been with this woman for about 12 years. But what I can say as far as my observation, that's a little bit of background of who I am. I've been through a lot in life. I'm 30 now.
Right.
What I observe is that people are – they drive completely erratic. People tailgate you. They cut you off. Nobody cares about you. That's what I see.
Okay.
I feel that everything you hear and see about on the news or on the TV or whatever, it's just a complete drama. It's a skit. It's all like kind of just false stuff. And you know, I don't feel it. You know it, right? And
You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Based off of my Christian values and what the peace that the Lord has bestowed upon me in my daily walk, to where I don't react this stuff anymore, and it's not me, it's not who I am that's not reacting to this stuff. It's just I know that it's sad to see that most people are so caught up in this world and the things of this world that they can't not react. They can't not stand up and be prideful and proud and defend themselves. That's just how it is, you know. And so what I've really found when I was down for a few years, I used to look at the clock and watch it, and what I realized is how fast the clock was going. And that was 5 years ago when I realized that. I was like, wow, like the seconds. And before, when I was sitting on this call, I started the stopwatch and just watched the seconds for a minute, and I was like, wow, yeah, they're still doing it. It is going quick. You know what I mean? It's not like it's not like when I was growing up, when we were kids, we used to be like one Mississippi, two Mississippi. That was a second.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now it's like one, two, three, four, five. That's what I see now. And so, and the sad thing is that 95%+ of the people are not aware of that fact. Now,
aware of something that's distracting you from noticing anything? You can't. You can't wake yourself up. Yeah. Wow.
So the sad thing is the level of selfishness today too, from the majority of my coworkers that I work with, for the majority of family members, people I know, my children, just everyone out there. It's just it's all about like whatever, you know what I mean? Nobody wants to think stuff through and do stuff the right way. And another sad thing that I see is that the big majority of churches and pastors in the United States, either their prosperity or evangelism or whatever it is, name it, blab it, grab it, whatever, like that's not what. Anyways, people are so completely distracted, as you were saying, that they cannot grab hold on what life is. You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
So I don't know. That's it.
Beautiful. Rockland, I mean, I couldn't say, I mean, that was, we've all said the same thing, and it's right out of the prophecy, and they have a belly full of this world. Even the ministers and that you're talking about, they're sucked into this world. The thing with this world is, once you buy into one little piece of it, the rest of it comes with it. Now, there's some people on this call that will know the end of this statement. The only way to win this game is what?
To repent and
not
to be with the
not
Lord.
To play. What? Not to play.
Me and my son, I showed my son War Games for the first time yesterday, actually.
Oh, good.
Yesterday.
The only way to win is not to play, and that's this world. Yeah.
And I told him flat out, I said at the end, I was like, just pay attention to this one lesson. He's like, what? And the computer said, you know, the only winning move is not to play. And I was like, you just keep that in your head and remember that. If you remember anything from this movie, remember that. Because if you don't give in and you don't play the game, you can observe it and watch the other people kill each other or
destroy
each other.
Oh my gosh, that's like what I've been like trying to comprehend daily, right? I'm gonna remember that. I'm gonna write that down right now.
I love
daily,
it.
I've been telling myself like I'm not, you know, I don't need to partake in that. You know, when you're locked up, you see stupid stuff going on all the time, and you just naturally just becomes part of your mentality to not
Rockland. I'm gonna say that a double-minded man is confused in all his ways, and our command is do not. Get caught up in the cares of this life, because this is a dualistic world, a double-minded world. Yes, no, right, wrong, in, out, good, evil, etc., etc. And two postulates can never be proven against each other. We're going to take our last quick 42-second commercial, and then we're going to come to 313 area code. Thank you for sharing that, Rockland, and I don't care what mythology you use, because we're going to touch on this, and I'm going to go to Shoshana on this, because it's right out of the Huffy prophecy that there will be those during this time period who will be sanpaku. They will have no life in their eyes. And everything that's happening is, they told us it was going to happen, must be a coincidence, which we will pick up right after this on The Greatest Talk Show. I'm Mark Gerstner.
Want to be on radio? Call announcers are a school of broadcasting where you too can be immortalized on zinc oxide. Learn such phrases as you're on the air. Testing 1, 2, and...
Tired of paying those high department store prices, long lines at the check stand, items you want out of stock? Well, now it's your chance to get everything you want from the comfort of your own home by watching the Home Shoplifting Network. If you want quality stereos, CDs, fine jewelry, and colognes, the Home Shoplifting Network is for you. Check newspapers for local listings. Must be 18 or face Juvenile Hall. Sorry, no rain check.
That's right. We're back on The Greatest Talk Show, where you don't have to go shoplifting anymore. You just shoplift right online. It's really hard to get caught that way. I'm Mark Durturian here on The Greatest Talk Show on the World Generation Podcast Network, live call titled Time Really Is Running Out. This is a time of no time, and it's right out of the prophecy. And I don't care if you go biblical prophecy, Hopi prophecy, Mayan prophecy. If you put them all together, it's the same thing, a time of no time. Let's go to 313 area code. You're live on the air with Mark Durturian on The Greatest Talk Show. Who's this, and where are you calling from? Area code 313-627.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Yes. This is Keith. This is the one that you were confused. I didn't live in Alaska. I stayed out there for a while. I tried to debunk you several times.
Oh, my gosh, Keith. Oh my gosh. Hi, Keith. So are you kidding me? Did you hear me mention your quote on the air? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I told my fiance, but then I was like, I think he's confused because I said I was there, but I didn't live there.
No, I was talking about a different fellow, Nick, in Alaska.
Oh, okay.
You were in Alaska, too. No, are you kidding me? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Tony, Shoshana, the fellow who I said I spent a week in my room trying to debunk your – trying to disprove a single word you said, and I can't do it, is talking to us right here, the one quote I mentioned on the air. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Far out, buddy. Now, where are you? Yeah. Where's 313?
Well, it's actually a Michigan number, but I'm down in Pittsburgh now.
Oh, Pittsburgh. So I'm gonna pull this out for you. I'm the only guy on this call, anyways. Zelianople.
What was that?
Zelianople.
What is that?
It's about 10 miles north of you, out of Pittsburgh, across the bridge.
Oh, Zelianople. Oh, okay.
That's
yeah,
right.
I know.
Now, come on. I did a show there in 1986. That's why I think I overslept and missed the show. But I was there. I had a nice girlfriend, Michelle, in Zelianople. Talk to us. What's your observation? What do you want to add? Whatever inspired you to dial in?
Just finally figured out how to kind of get in contact with you.
How about that?
And it was kind of weird for you to say what I said to you. I don't know. You guys are absolutely right. Everything is changing. Like I was telling her, when things would happen in the world back in the day when I was in school, we would, like, send aid to them. They would, like, do concerts for it. Now it's just, like, an everyday thing, and the media don't even cover it.
Right. So, you must know that Mark the Arcturian is pretty special if the only quote – now, if you weren't listening, I may not have brought up your quote. Now, how did I know you were listening – to mention you on the air? Boy, sometimes I amaze myself.
Yeah, that was crazy. Then you even said Young Jedi too, and I was like, wow. That was exactly
that.
He said. Gave me his phone number, gave me his email.
That's right. That is what I said. Wow.
And I've been watching the last one I've been into was your earthquake guessing. You're getting good at that.
Oh, thank you, buddy. That I'm receiving that.
He's never
why do you like Mark the Earthquake?
He is never wrong.
Yeah,
I've never been disproven.
That.
why did you word it that way? Because it's Arcturian philosophy, which Sherlock Holmes used when you've eliminated the impossible, whatever's left, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. So why
Absolutely.
Are you sitting there trying to disprove rather than to make me prove?
Just because you always got to test everything. And
you're Arcturian.
You know,
are you Arcturian?
I don't even really know what it means. I just stumbled upon you and seen you were onto something.
I'm gonna go with yes. Tony, doesn't that sound like Arcturian thinking? I'm trying to disprove Mark the Arcturian's films. He could
be
Pleiadian,
I
suppose.
He's not making you prove it to him. He's going out of his way to do it himself.
Absolutely.
That seems like
do the work. That could be Pleiadian, but he sounds more analytical, like technically observant, like an Arcturian, which is Tony. Shoshana, we only have a couple. You know, Tony, it's funny. The one night we should have booked 2 hours, right? gosh, Keith, I want to thank you so much. It's great to hear you in person. And, yes, you do have my phone number. And it's not hard to find me at all. I do not hide my light under a bushel. Right, Rockland?
That's right.
I mean, that's what we do. I'm everywhere. You can find me easily. And others find me, etc. Shoshana, are you still there, sweetheart?
I am.
Okay, we got like 5 minutes. What would you share out of the Hopi prophecy? Because your late husband, the great Robert Ghostwolf, wrote the entire book on it, which was almost a script for my film, even though I'd never heard of him before. What do they say is going to happen during this time period besides the rivers will be poisoned and the grandchildren will feed on the remains of the dead, and the animals will die, and a third of the ocean shall perish. Anything else you want to add from the prophecy?
Oh, and the fires will come, and the floods, and
right.
and
right.
the pestilence, and the locusts, and the earthquakes, and all of the above, all those things that are happening right now. Duh.
All the things that are happening right now, exactly. And I think you've jumped into a biblical prophecy there. Pestilence, famine, earthquakes in diverse places. Wars,
right, well,
rumors of wars.
Wars,
rumors of wars. Nation against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Stop right there. Now, that seems like the same thing twice, and we only have 4 minutes. Nation against nation sounds like kingdom against kingdom, but not. Kingdom against kingdom is spiritual. And Rockland, you can relate to this too. Is perhaps Christians against the Muslims. The kingdom against kingdom is different than nation against nation. What is it?
In Genesis, it says, in Genesis, it talks about there being a natural enmity between God's seed and between the serpent seed. There's also a verse that talks about, and so I face that everywhere you go, whether you're in the grocery store and you're picking something on the aisle, someone wants to come walk right up next to you and stand next to you and get in your little space and start. And it's not that individual's flesh, it's the spirit. So I believe that you have a choice of two spirits in this life. We do not have a spirit
right.
as a human being, a soul.
Right.
You have a choice of two
right.
spirits, the Holy Spirit or an unholy spirit. Plain and
wow.
simple, that's it. And so
good. Excellent. And that's the end of our free will. The unearthly spirit, though, by the way, is non-existent. Only things which contain the light, or whatever you call the light, the divine God, exists. Not one thing exists that is not made of the divine or by the divine. So if it contains not the divine and unholy, chosen not the light, it is in non-existence. This is Arcturian quantum philosophy. Only because we have two minutes left, I'm going to read the this right out of the Hopi prophecy, which I call it on purpose to see if people will think I'm making a mistake. The animals of man will die. The disease and the grandchildren will feed upon the remains of the dead. Water will be always scarce, getting scarcer. The land, the water, the sky will be poisoned. There will be messengers that will precede this coming of the purifier. They will leave messages to those on earth who remember the old ways. That is every single one of you on this call.
Right.
And we will again walk with our brothers from the stars and rebuild this earth. Sounds like Mark the Arcturian is right in there. And here's the crux of the call of what's happening to people getting sucked up in this world. They will start as fires. These are the things of this world that are distracting people, and God, may God be with you, is with you. May you be vigilant every minute because it will tug at you. It's like a downed power line shooting sparks all over this world is. And it's like reaching tendrils, and it's after your feet. And the crazier it gets, it means the light is closer. And the crazier it gets, the closer we are to event date. And you all know what that means. We don't know what it is, but that's why this is different, James, if you're still there, because we've gone through the photon belt 100 times. We've gone through this. Everyone on this call, that's why we got the gig. But we've never gone through it while we were going backwards in time. This has happened once and will never happen again. And what's happening is they will start as fires that burn within us, and we will burn up with desires and conflict if we do not remember the original teachings and return to the peaceful way of life. That's the way it has to be. I hope you all come back next Sunday. We'll do this again. Email me. Thank you, Shoshana. Thank you, the Hollywood Tony P, for the show. Rockland, Keith, Vito, I love you. Thank you so much. And thank you for joining us on the greatest talk show it really is tonight. We showed magic here tonight on the greatest talk show. I am Mark the Arcturian.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.